The remarks were made in the wake of the U.S. decision to lengthen the days for public to comment on its imposed tariffs on Chinese goods from 30 days to 60 days. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a memorandum that could impose tariffs on up to $50 billion U.S. dollars of imports from China and restrictions on Chinese investment in the U.S. Gao Feng, spokesman with China's Commerce Ministry, reiterated on Thursday that China is confident it will be able to react against any form of trade or investment protectionist act.
China will take all the proper measures to defend our own legitimate rights and interests. We do not exclude any option.
China's trade with the U.S. was valued at about $580 billion U.S. dollars and accounted for 14.1% of China's total foreign trade. The country's investment in the U.S. is valued at about $7.8 billion U.S. dollars and accounted for 6.5% of its total non-financial outbound investment. Gao warned against unilateral trade measures, saying it could cause a chain reaction of protectionist policies around the world, ultimately hurting the global economy.
The actions of the U.S. has set a very bad precedent. It is a blatant violation of WTO rules to impose tariffs on Chinese goods. By doing so, the U.S. has completely put behind the multilateral trade system. It is contemptuous and tramples on multilateral rules. The bad behavior of the U.S. may also trigger a chain reaction of trade protectionism and will cast shadows over the global economy, which is under recovery.
China has said it was open to negotiating with Washington over the latest trade issue. Gao said on Thursday that China was open to negotiations, but only if they were equal and never under unilateral threat and intimidation.
China's door of negotiation and discussion is always open, but I want to emphasize that we have principles for the negotiation. First of all, actions of unilateralism and trade protectionism must be abandoned. Secondly, negotiations must be equal. China will never conduct any kind of negotiations under unilateral threats and intimidation. The negotiations also have to be constructive and balanced, and both sides must make joint efforts.
For CRI, this is Li Yi.